This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa here with my husband, Scott.
Hello.
And we're excited that we've got some brand new material this week. And today, for whatever reason, my husband just wanted to do a podcast on a particular subject called righteousness, right, honey?
Yeah.
And that's cool with me. And it's, for me, you know, until I really studied it a while back, it was confusing.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad that you selected this because I think it's the same with a lot of people listening. They don't quite understand righteousness.
Well, yeah, that's one. Yeah, well, you'll see during the podcast that it is righteousness, though, was actually a stumbling block for me. It kept me out of the church because I thought it was something different.
Okay, so here we go. We just told you what it's about, and we're just going to take it from there and go with it, honey.
The scripture that we're going to base this on is Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So, you know, I thought to myself, really, before I knew Jesus, what I thought of righteousness was self-righteousness.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And this turned me away from the church. Mm-hmm. It really did. It turned me away from God. And I just didn't want to go, you know, because I thought it was just a bunch of people that would judge people and judge me.
But where did you develop that thought? Was it from some other people? Did you hear them say that?
Yeah, in some ways. I don't know. I guess when I was younger, yes, I saw that in the church. To where I would hear people maybe talking about someone else, or can you believe they did that, or something like that. And I remember as a young child, it just turned me off. Mm. Like I said, it just turned me away from church and religion. You know, after I was saved, God put a totally different perspective on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what this righteousness was.
Yeah.
You know, in reading his word, I realized self-righteous is not what we want to be. We want to be righteous.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so I,
get
when
it?
I be-
right. Sorry.
I'm sorry. But when I began studying God's word, I found that there was a big difference between seeking his righteousness and being self-righteous.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Being self-righteous is, you know, it's believing that it's by my own strength and by my own power that I'm able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make it through the day, that the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, is a distant second to our ego.
Well, you know, ego is edging God out.
I know.
You knew that?
I know it. And the meaning of righteousness in righteous is walking with God and knowing that He is in control and the Holy Spirit leads us down that right
mm-hmm.
path.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when I started reading the Word and God started speaking to me and I started realizing what righteousness is, it changed my life, you know, and the way I looked at things. But so when we're born again in Christ, you are automatically made righteous.
Mm-hmm. That's not because of anything that we have
right.
done; it's because of what He has done.
That's right. There's not a thing
automatic.
You can do about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's automatic.
Right.
No, thank you, Lord. And you are righteous because of the cross of Jesus
mm-hmm.
and by your faith. As Christians, we are not sinless. We just sin less.
Mm-hmm.
We have a high priest in Jesus that forgives us for our sins when we repent to him. He loves us and died for us so we can be righteous. Which means walking with God. You know, Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. In the life I live in the flesh, I now live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Galatians 2:21 says, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Mm-hmm. Righteousness is gained because of and only because of Jesus Christ and our faith in him.
Our faith in him. And who's talked about that in the Bible? Who was known for being righteous right. because of their faith?
Yeah, many.
Well, in particular, we're talking about Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham, that's right. He was considered a friend of God.
He had, because of his faith, it uh-huh. says in the Word, in the Scripture, I mean, we should have it right here at our fingertips, yeah. but we've got something else going, and I'm so tired, but normally I have it in my in my mind, but he counted him as righteous because of his faith.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, you know, we were meeting with a pastor one day, and he was talking about our gifts, and Teresa's gift is teaching, and she does a wonderful job of it. And he said, my gift is evangelism. And you know what? I realized at that point that, yes, it is. And that's what today's message is all about, is giving your life to Jesus. I just, before I came to know Jesus, I couldn't understand why anybody would want to. But now that I know him, I can't understand why everybody doesn't. So we want you to have that opportunity today, honey. You know? Don't we, hon?
Yes.
We want you to have that opportunity to give your life to him. To realize the difference between righteousness and self-righteousness.
Yes.
To realize that righteousness is walking with him. Having him by your side at all times. And how much he loves you. Mm-hmm. When you realize how much Jesus loves you, mm-hmm. it'll change your life. So we're going to give you that opportunity right now. If you've never given your heart to Jesus, we'd love for you to give your heart to him today.
And the scripture is Romans 4:3.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Yeah, the scripture is Romans 4:3.
Uh-huh.
For the scripture tells us Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith.
That's right.
So there it is right there, Romans 4:3. I'm sorry to have interrupted
That's right.
you. But,
yeah. but righteous because of her faith.
Of his faith.
You have to have faith, you know, to be righteous. And you have to have faith to walk with God.
It's cause and effect.
That's right.
You have faith, you count it as righteous.
That's right. So if you've never given your heart to him, here's your opportunity, and we pray that you do. Please pray with us and repeat after us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I give you my heart and my soul today. And I do it from a sincere heart. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I know I'm righteous. Today I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I tell you what, we're so excited and just pumped, you know, if whoever may have given their life to Christ right now. And we want to hear from you. We want you to go to our Facebook at Living It Up, Beginning Again, or just go to iTunes and you just type in Scott and Teresa Neal, and it comes up on iTunes, Living It Up. And we want to hear from you. You know, we'd love for you to share this podcast. We'd love for you to comment. Let us know if you gave your life to Jesus, or give us any comment that you may have. And again, we are so extremely humbled to be able to spread the gospel around the world and if we have you as our friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been great, honey. Mm-hmm. I'm glad the Holy Spirit spoke to you, because yes. that was, you know, I needed to hear it again. So anyway, we love everybody listening.
We do.
And we look so forward to, you know, talking with you every day.
Yeah.
We've got a great podcast on Wednesday, tomorrow. So anyway, thanks again, honey. It was great.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you all for allowing me to speak.
Yeah, and comment on Facebook if you like. Living It Up, Beginning Again. If you don't want to be public like that, shoot Scott an email at scott@livingitup.org. Until we do talk with you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.